It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is finally speaking about the DOJ's investigation into the attempted overturning of our last presidential election by the former guy and his flunkies. In an interview with NBC's Lester Holt on Tuesday, the Attorney General made a few things clear.
We will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
Garland said the Justice Department is also investigating efforts by Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election and use the Justice Department to push baseless claims of voter fraud. That's pretty big, but there's more, lots more news in the last day or so. The first round of House Select Committee hearings may be in the rearview mirror, but news from the committee keeps coming. On Tuesday, the House Select Committee released a video of the testimony of former Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller. He disputed the former guy's claim that he requested up to 20,000 National Guard troops because he had a feeling, quote, the crowd was going to be very large when lawmakers met to certify the results of the election. So, as to Trump's claim?
Not from my perspective. I was never given any direction or order or knew of any plans of that nature. So I was surprised by seeing that. Publicly.
To be crystal clear, there was no direct order from President Trump to put 10,000 troops to be on the ready for January 6th.
That's correct. There was no order from the president.
Another huge scoop, this one from the New York Times, reporting on previously undisclosed emails from the weeks leading up to the insurrection on January 6th, in which advisors openly referred to those slates of alternative electors that they got supporters to produce as fake. They used the word. Here's a quote from Arizona lawyer Jack Willinchek on December 8th, 2020, in writing to Trump advisor Boris Epstein. Quote, we would just be sending in fake electoral votes to Pence so that someone in Congress can make an objection when they start counting votes and can start arguing that the fake votes should be counted. That same lawyer later suggested that, quote, alternative votes is probably a better term than fake votes. And he punctuated that line with a smiley face. Alrighty then. Oh, this lawyer, Willinchek, also said that he and Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward, Trump's pick for governor of Arizona, had discussed keeping the plan quiet so that, quote, we can try to surprise the Dems and the media with it. Noted Republican lawyer and never Trumper George Conway tweeted, quote, if you had asked me to hypothesize for illustrative purposes a set of emails that prosecutors would find helpful in proving a fake elector fraud conspiracy, I would not have come up with anything nearly as incriminating as the emails that the Times just reported on today. So there's that. And then the Washington Post reported that the Department of Justice is investigating the former president as part of its criminal investigation of efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The DOJ already charged more than 850 people in the events surrounding Trump's attempts to remain in power, and they say there are two possible avenues of criminal prosecution. One is that Trump participated in the attempt to delay or obstruct an official proceeding, which is the crime for which other participants in the events of January 6th have been indicted. The other is the fraud of setting up the fake electors from the states. Stay tuned. It's another busy day in Congress where the Senate today will hold a vote on the final passage of the $280 billion CHIPS Plus bill. 64 senators voted for cloture on Tuesday, so we know that the legislation will pass. It's considered a major victory for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who's been pushing for this bill for nearly 18 months. Also, last week, all but 8 House Republicans voted against the Democrats' bill, affirming our access to contraception. And today, well, it's the Senate's turn. Senate Republicans today are expected to block a bill that basically states that as Americans, we have access to birth control. Now, there are some Senate Republicans, Joni Ernst and a few others, who are introducing a Republican version of this access to contraception bill by expanding access to birth control over the counter. But This bill excludes emergency contraception not already accessible over the counter and any medication that the FDA has approved for inducing abortion. But this proposal isn't expected to gain any traction. However, it is an attempt to show that some Republicans support contraception access. And finally, a new generic congressional ballot shows Democrats with a 4-point advantage over Republicans, but the numbers still aren't great. It's 45% to 41%. We got a lot of work to do. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.